Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ticket text from, these are interesting. From an unnamed texter. Hey, tool bag. Now the question is, which tool bag are you referring to?
Oh, I think you. I think that's clear.
Well, I don't think so, because I'm the one that believes... No, I guess I'm the tool bag in this case. He writes, hey, tool bag, 99% he was murdered. Suicide is caused by depression. Hernandez wasn't depressed because he lacks empathy and remorse. Murdered and set up. Next one. How could he have possibly been murdered? He was in a single cell found at 3 a.m. Everyone is on lockdown by them. They do hourly checks, and the door was jammed from the inside. He killed himself. So there you go. 248-539-9797.
I'll say this. My first thought when I found out that he hung himself in prison.
Aaron Hernandez.
Right. When that's all I knew, the text that you sent me, when that's all I knew, my first thought was he was killed. When I read the story this morning, I changed my mind and thought, okay, he wasn't killed. I thought he was, but now I'm of the belief that he absolutely killed himself because of the way that the door was barricaded it or whatever, blocked it. And the evidence points to it, at least the bare evidence I can tell.
Let's go to Kimonte in Detroit. Hi, Kimonte.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Real good, man. Just wanted to weigh on Aaron Hernandez, man. First off, I'm just saying I'm praying for his family, man. They got a tremendous loss, as well as the gentleman who he murdered or whatever, bro. I think it was just a classic case of a blown opportunity, man. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the term the wake up. The wake up is pretty much when you've done the wrong that you've done and you're sitting down in the cell and now the realization of what has really happened. I mean, this guy was a multi-millionaire, not just the best at his position, but at that time, one of the best players in the NFL. And so when the money factor kind of wore off and he realized, hey, I there's nothing I can do with my money to fight this thing off, it's a total blown opportunity for everything, man. I think it just became so overwhelming, man. It was obvious he did himself, bro.
I still believe that. And, Kimonte, it's the idea that his timeline of events, I really think, is incomparable in sports. I mean, there was a story... Sports Illustrated just ran a reflection on a draft prospect out of Oregon somewhere who was trying out for the Bears and meanwhile was bouncing around pro football training camps and played in preseason games, was also killing people up and down the West Coast at the same time, but not a guy who just signed a $40 million contract. It's an unbelievable story.
Well, I'll give you another one. And I was watching Real Sports with Brian Gumbel last night, and they had a piece that was an updated piece they had done on former MMA fighter War Machine. I think his name was John, what was it? Good Kang Copenhaver or Shaver or something like that.
Close enough.
Yeah. Anyway, War Machine. And War Machine was a guy who was on the TV show Ultimate Fighter and then ended up beginning a contract with UFC, and a bad dude. Real bad dude, not because he's an MMA fighter, because what he did outside the ring, beat up people all the time, and including his girlfriend, who was X-rated actress Christy Mack, and beat the hell out of her many times. And the last time that he beat the hell out of her, she had her cell phone out and had called 911 and recorded what was going on. And it's sickening to hear the attack going on. This after he had already beaten the hell out of a friend of hers who was there, a guy friend who happened to be in the house. He breaks into the house, beats the hell out of this guy while she's screaming and has the phone, and then pulls her away and beats the hell out of her and then chokes her out. And showing pictures of his victims, and it's unbelievable. And it finally went to trial, and and he's going to serve some serious, serious time, as he should. There are just some bad, bad, bad people out there that have a whole history of assault and battery, and some of it may not be reported. And with him, a lot of this wasn't reported. And the story went on to talk about the common theme with the MMA fighters that have gotten in trouble with domestic violence, in large part gets unnoticed because there was a choke involved and the victim can't remember what happened because they're trained fighters. They get a rear naked choke on somebody and you black out. And you don't know. You don't remember what happened. So you can't testify to what happened, which is a scary thought. But this guy was a bad dude. Now, did he end up killing anybody? Not that we know of. All right. So that's not, you're right. Aaron Hernandez is on a plane kind of by himself because of the murder, and the story is just weird from start to finish.
What appears to be a repeated pattern, but legally, I'm not sure he'll ever be anything but committed, technically convicted of committing the one murder.
They had a weird stat, kind of a sobering stat. They showed of domestic violence in the United States from American males, okay? And it showed general population was like 360 domestic violence incidents per 100,000 people. In the NFL, the rate drops. It's actually down to like 210 or something like that per 100,000 people. So NFL players, even though they have this stigma of being awful people,
that's good to know.
It's far less than the national average. MMA fighters was like 750. It was twice what the national average was, which I thought was kind of a sobering statistic.
Interesting. 248-539-9797. All right, we got sidetracked as the story is obviously so big, and we'll get to this first mock draft. One of the ones that made us go, wow, as much as any. And if this is a reality that could happen, again, just wow. We'll get to that today at 1048. And this is as it pertains to the Lions. Let's go to Isaac in Royal Oak. You're next. Hi, Isaac.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I would argue that Aaron Hernandez was mentally ill or mentally unstable at the least. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he probably – so saying that he, you know, couldn't have killed himself because he wasn't depressed, I mean, he was a psychopath.
Right.
And who knows what the thought of never seeing the light of day, even though he was just acquitted of double murder, seeing his daughter ditch him, he killed himself. He was a piece of crap. Let's never talk about him again.
Yeah, I've kind of wondered, like, what was – if with Aaron Hernandez, my thought had been and you bring it up, let's never talk about him again. I had kind of been to the point where I was like, Aaron Hernandez is somebody I probably think of once every few years moving forward and go, wow, that guy, he's still in prison. Can you imagine? One of the greatest falls from grace of all time. And then every 4 years and every 10 years, like for the rest of my life, wouldn't have thought about him all that much. And now I probably won't either, other than this sort of sets a benchmark to me of one of the craziest stories in sports I can ever remember.
Yep. It's an epic tale of collapse from the highest of heights. Yeah, it's quite the story, but I'm done with it. So,
Isaac, thank you. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Guy called me Toolbag. Hey, Toolbag.
Not Isaac.
No, the texter. Hey, Toolbag. He was just acquitted of killing two gang members. It would not surprise me if that same gang had people in the prison that could have killed him. That's from Aaron. And from Matt in Armada, unless they release cell monitoring video that he was alone in his cell, Hernandez was justifiably killed. I don't know if we'll ever know, but I think he probably was a suicide, but his agent tweeted out this morning, there's no way he would have killed himself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.